Shelley Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Shelley Oil Company, Shelley Jobbers and Dealers. Shelley, as you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, the famous Shelley Aromax, gasoline that's weather right for your car. But now, I have something to say for the Shell Gas Company, which is a part of the Shelley Oil Company. And I want all you fellows and girls who live out beyond the city gas mains to pay particularly close attention tonight, because this is the last time for many, many weeks that I'll have an opportunity to tell you anything about Shell Gas. Shell Gas, as you know, is not gasoline. Shell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, is rich, pure, natural gas, compressed in strong steel containers and delivered to your home by your local Shell Gas dealer. Used with a modern Shell Gas kitchen range, Shell Gas is the ideal fuel for those who live beyond the city gas main. It brings you all the convenience and comfort and cleanliness of city gas service. It banishes the dirt and drudgery of kitchen fire tenders. And the best part of it is, Shell Gas actually costs less than you're probably paying right now for troublesome, wasteful, old-fashioned fuel. So tell your dad and mother about Shell Gas. Tell them you think a brand new modern Shell Gas kitchen range would be an ideal Christmas present the whole family will enjoy for years to come. And tell them this, too. Your Shell Gas dealer is making an amazing free Christmas gift offer. He's giving a beautiful 57-piece set of color dinnerware with every Shell Gas kitchen range he sells this week. This gorgeous 57-piece set of color dinnerware has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95. But your dad and mother can get it absolutely free if they order their new Shell Gas kitchen range before Christmas. So, fellas and girls, here's your chance to do mother and dad a real favor. Tell them about this amazing free Christmas gift offer your Shell Gas dealer is making this week. Tell them they can see both the Shell Gas kitchen range and the big free 57-piece dinnerware set at their Shell Gas dealers tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot does not know that his flight to the Aztec Temple is exactly what Ivan Jarch had planned. As our scene opens today, it's in the middle of the morning, shortly after the party's arrival at the temple. Pebbles and Patsy Donovan have been on a tour of exploration. And as we find them, they're standing on the west side of the temple, on the edge of the jungle. Patsy has just discovered the presence of footprints on the flagstones near them. Listen as Pablo explains.
See, Patsy, they are the footprints. I was sure they were, but I couldn't believe my eyes.
These men have come from the jungle, Patsy. I can see that very well, because there's much water and mud in the jungle, and the feet, they get wet. And when they step out on the flagstone, they make their marks for everyone to see.
Luke, you're absolutely right. Gosh, I wonder how old these prints are. How long ago were they made?
Boy, it is hard to say, Patsy. We do not know.
But see, Pebbles, we can figure it out. Because of the hot sun, the mud probably dried quite quickly. Whoever made this footprint had a lot of mud on his shoes, and he even stopped to scrape it off.
But how do you know that, mi amigo?
Look over to your left. See that upturned flagstone? It's got a sharp edge, and someone has scraped the bottoms of the shoes on it. See all that mud that's stuck to the edge?
Hot diggity dog. Your eyes, they do not miss anything, Patsy. Now look close to the water. There are two footprints, and then a little bit nearer to us, there are two more.
You're right, Pebbles. And look at the first two prints. They're both made with the right feet, and they're spaced about 5 feet apart. That means there must have been two people.
And for that, you are right.
Next thing is, are they both men?
But they must be the men, Patsy, for look, the footprints, they are very large.
You're right. Because look, when I put my foot down next to this print, you see how much bigger the print is?
There is one thing more which we must find out. It is most important.
Gosh, Pebbles, what is it?
We find out that the two men come from the jungle into the temple. They come in, but do they come out? Perhaps they are still here.
Remember, Pebbles, we've only been at the temple a half hour. And these men could have come in just before we arrived.
See, I forgot.
But the thing that gets me is how anyone finds their way through the jungle. Look in there. Why, we'd be lost inside of 5 minutes.
See, but there are the men in this country, Patsy, who know the jungle very well. They have to walk in the water and mud, but they keep away from the big hole.
But there's one thing for sure, Pebbles. We've got to tell Captain Midnight about this right away, because it may make all the difference in his plan. Come on, let's go.
In the meantime, two men are standing in a passageway below the temple. They are Von Griff, the former chief pilot of Ivan Chark, and the cutthroat known as Lutro, to whom Ivan Chark was selling the stolen Pareda herd. They're talking in low tone. Listen as Von Griff says,
"Well, Lutro, let's get out of this. Make a deal or not?"
"My dear Senor Von Griff, I am not the hard man to do business with. You have the knowledge which is valuable to me. I know the country, and I have many men at my command. We can reach the agreement. You do not need to worry about that."
"Okay, then, what will it be? I told you about the Pareda Stretcher. It's somewhere in this building. What kind of a split do we make?"
"Yes, my dear Von Griff, without me, you are lost. You have no men. You do not even have the aeroplane. You could not even find your way to this temple without me. I know all the trails through the jungle, and I also know something about this temple which you do not."
"What is that?"
"You will follow me up the stone steps, and I will show you. It is very, very interesting, I assure you."
"All right, Lutro, lead the way."
"As you know, this temple was built by the Aztec race many, many years ago. The kings were a very clever men, and they knew how to take care of their enemies. I've shown you the chamber in which you hear the water."
"Yes, that sure gave me the creep, too."
"That chamber is below the water line of the river. In the old days, when the Aztec emperors wished to get rid of their enemies, they put them in that chamber, then they closed the stone door. Now we are at the place. I will show you something."
"Shall I strike a match?"
"No, I have the flashlight. Now then, see you here."
"I see. Two iron levers. What are they for?"
"Each one on my left closes and opens the stone door into the water chamber. This other one on my right opens the hole at the other end of the chamber where the water from the river comes here."
"Oh, that's the trick, eh?" "The chamber can be flooded."
"Yes, mi amigo. It is very bad for the prisoner in the chamber. The water comes in little by little, and very slowly it rises to their ankles and then to their knees. Slowly upward until the water touches the ceiling.
And the prisoners can't get out, eh?"
"Yes, signore, that is the idea. Very clever, do you not think so?"
"This is something that Ivan Chark would appreciate very much."
"Listen, what is the matter, mi amigo?"
"I wonder if Ivan Chark has found out about the Pareda treasure. He was just about to get that Dolores Pareda to talk when I left."
"If he has found out about it, mi amigo, you can be sure that he will be here very soon."
"Yes, you're right about that. Charles doesn't miss any opportunity."
"But now, my dear Von Griff, about our agreement..."
"We'll go over that in a few minutes."
"All right. Now, let us go out to get the breath of fresh air. I do not like to be in here for the longest time."
"Okay, let's go. Just as soon get out of here myself. But we've got to come back again and see if we can find that treasure."
"Now then, we come out to the fresh air. We will go."
"What's the matter, Lutro? What are you looking at?"
"Look, mi amigo. Look through the casement in the wall. Who is that?"
"Captain Midnight. That's who it is."
"El Capitan Midnight. The gentleman you were telling me about."
"Yes. The one man in the world Ivan Chark is afraid of. Pretends he isn't, but I know better."
"Well, mi amigo, this becomes very interesting. If the Captain Midnight is here, perhaps Ivan Chark will come too."
"But Captain Midnight has cut off our retreat."
"Who is the girl and the boy with
you?" "The girl is Patsy Donovan, but the boy... First, I thought it was the one called Chuck Ramsey, but now I see it is not."
"Look, Von Griff, They have discovered our trail. See the look at the footprints on the flagstone.
We do know this place. There's some other way we can get out.
Wait, mi amigo. Let us watch this Captain Midnight. I'm sure we will find out something like that.
Yes, you're right, Captain. I see the tracks of two men. They came out of the jungle and went toward the temple.
Señor Capitan, but we do not know whether the men are still in the temple or not.
They could have come back. And if they did, their feet wouldn't make any prints.
That's right. They'd be dry by that time.
It must be the men of Ivan's guard.
Oh, that's possible, Pebbles. But let's not jump to conclusions. There must be others who know about this temple.
Look, the prints lead straight toward that doorway leading into the western courtyard.
We'll follow them as far as we can. But keep behind me, you two.
See you, Captain Midnight.
I'll follow right behind Pebbles.
All right, come on now. Let's start. Well, the prints are clear up to here, but they're getting fainter very rapidly.
I'm beginning to think that whoever came in must have gone back out. Mud in those prints down by the jungle was almost gone.
Well, that's pretty hard to say, Patsy. But we may be able to see some sign on the other side of the door.
We come to the doorway now. These men, they could have gone in many different directions.
But look, there's a doorway straight ahead on the other side of the courtyard, which leads into the temple proper. If anyone wanted to go into the temple, that's the one they probably would use.
Yes, I think you're right. Now listen, you two stay here. I'm going to that door and look inside. If I don't come back within 5 minutes... run and get the others.
He enters the courtyard now.
Yeah, the boy and the girl are staying behind. Yeah, this is very excellent.
Get your gun out, Lucero. Here's where we do some business, and we'll do it quick.
It is not like this El Capitan Midnight. No, it's very damn.
You bet I don't like him. He's caused me plenty of trouble in the past. Next to Shark, I hate him more than anybody else in the world. And this is my chance to get rid of him.
But, mi amigo, think for one moment. El Capitan Midnight, he would like to catch Ivan Shark. Very good. Suppose we help him. And then after he has caught him, then we get rid of them both.
I believe you've got something there. We'll do it.
Well, Captain Midnight is approaching a doorway, and sudden death lurks in the shadows behind it. When he sees Von Griff, will Captain Midnight's hand dart toward his gun? If it does, but see for yourself what happens in the exciting adventure tomorrow. Tune in to Captain Midnight. Now remember, tonight is absolutely the last time I'll be able to remind you about that amazing free Christmas gift offer at your Shell gas dealer. So be sure to tell Mother and Dad about it tonight without fail. Everyone who lives beyond the city gas mains will appreciate the comfort and convenience of cooking with Shell gas, especially with the beautiful new modern Shell gas kitchen range. It would be extremely difficult to find any other Christmas gift that would mean more to the whole family. But remember, there's a special reason for ordering that Shell gas kitchen range this week. Your Shell gas dealer is offering a beautiful 57-piece set of color dinnerware that has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95, absolutely free with every Shell gas range ordered before Christmas. So tell Mother and Dad to see that new Shell gas kitchen range and that beautiful free 57-piece set of dinnerware both on display at your Shell gas dealer's tonight. If there is no Shell gas dealer near you, write to the Shell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information about Shell gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S. And don't forget, tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!